Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, everyone. It's a little unusual for me to be here on a Sunday night, isn't it, live? I had someone who needed a special accommodation, and I accommodated them, and then they forgot to accommodate me with a call when they couldn't make it. But when I found out, I thought, you know, I've got the time reserved. I've scheduled a show. This is a good chance for me to know what is on your mind. And when I say what's on your mind, I mean, whatever you want to talk about, what you want to, if you got a rant, a rave, a brag, that's fine, a question, a comment about some previous guests, upcoming guests, what's going on in your life. And I also said, if you've seen on social media, I also said if there's anything you want to give a shout out about, maybe you've got a book, some new music, you've got a gig, a personal appearance of art, or a new or a business, or just something you just want to talk about, I'm here. And of course, this is your hostess, your groove mistress, your spiritual advisor, who loves you, Madam Perry. But you can call me Jan or Jennifer. Musicians call me JP. Anyway, the point is, this is Madam Perry's Salon, which means it's the place where you come for entertainment, for education, for information, and just to talk about stuff. We do have a lot coming up soon. Tomorrow night, Monday the 11th, my guest will be Joe Milliken. And Joe has a book about Benjamin Orr. You know, he was a co-founder of the band The Cars, the bass player, singer. And so he's going to be here tomorrow night, and that's going to be a good show because his book is it's a great biography of Benjamin Orr. Whether you're a Cars fan or a musician or just a fan of music, you're going to enjoy this show. Now, if you want to call in, if you've got something to say, the number is 646-716-9922. That is 646-716-9942. And it's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. So call and talk to me. Hey, there's somebody already here. Welcome to Madam Perry's Salon. How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. It's Marilyn and Patrick Opitz.
Hello.
Hey. Marilyn and Patrick. I got a double. This is great. A twofer.
Double trouble.
This is for the price of one. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, now you know you guys are just one of my favorite couples, and I've gotten to know you. We met on LinkedIn, Marilyn, through a women's group, a women's business group, and you've been on here before a couple of times as a guest and also as a participant, and I am truly grateful. I know that you and your husband, Patrick, I don't know where to start. You're both a fascinating couple, and that is One of my 2020 goals is to meet you guys in life in person.
Sounds good.
You're both actors, you're artists, and of course you're dog lovers. But
yeah.
What's on your mind? Tell us all about it.
What's that?
What's on your mind tonight? What you want to talk about?
Well, Patrick has some things to promote.
Well, Patrick. Talk about what you got to promote.
Well, at the end of the month on Black Friday, 5 o'clock, the next film that I'm in will be hitting YouTube, and that will be entitled Pretty Face.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so Black Friday. And what? Let me look up the date. What's
Pretty
the date
face.
On that?
It's hard to. It's called Pretty Face.
That would be November the 29th.
All right, November the 29th, 5 o'clock. And, of course, just so people know, if Patrick Opitz is an actor, and Marilyn is an actor as well. But she's got a new movie called Pretty Face, and Pretty Face will debut on, did you say YouTube?
Yes, it will.
YouTube.
Also excited. It will. It will be on 5 o'clock on November 29th is when it should be available on YouTube. We are also excited that Dirt Old Superstition has been submitted to Amazon, so hopefully we will be on there as well.
That was a web series he did a few years back called Dirt Old Superstition. It's also on YouTube, but they're submitting it to be on
Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Yeah. He was in another series, web series, that was supposed to be on Amazon Prime. I think it was just a preview. And then, sadly, they filmed a couple episodes.
What's that?
To the production, so it never made it.
Oh.
And
I have been really trying to keep up because – you know, being in entertainment publicity, of course, I try to keep up.
For some reason, you're getting cut out. We're losing signal, but here I'll.
Yeah. I was losing you a little bit too there, but But what we have is, I'm very impressed with the. I've seen a lot of series, TV series on YouTube TV, and films, and people are. And here's what I like about it. It can be anybody. It could be somebody doing their own thing, or some people have some companies or production companies behind them like yours. And that is such a fantastic way to launch because you get right to the people quickly.
Yes.
And it's
it is. With,
there's
with
a lot of
work. Yes, with independent producers, it's, you know, distribution is always the difficult thing. So, fortunately, YouTube for that.
Right. Well, you know, Patrick, about, oh gosh, it might have been 4 or 5 years ago. I remember reading an article in the, I think it was the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, but it was about how, you know, years ago, whether anybody in the arts, you had to just sweat and struggle and sacrifice and then hope that some big wig, some fat cat in high up in an office, a corner office with windows would deign to give somebody a contract or a chance or whatever. And it said that now, because of the ubiquitous social media and people being able to put out their own work, whether it's self-published, self-produced,
mm-hmm.
or create work that's on social media where people can see it and they can draw their fans, the people that, you know, their own people that say, this is what I like, this is what I've been waiting for, is that it puts
right.
the power away from the fat cats and puts it in the hands of
right.
the rank and file, the real artist, where it belongs. And I agree with that because
right.
there's a lot of good work out there that's on social media, that's on YouTube.
It's a great equalizer.
Yeah,
it's a great equalizer. I mean, for years I was told I should only be behind the scenes. You know, I was meant to be behind the scenes. Or what do they say? You have a face for radio. I should only stick to being behind the scenes and not put myself forward in front of people. And, you know, at this point, we see all everybody of acting, of performing. It changed the face of people and, from that it changed the face of people in modeling, you know, because there's more inclusiveness in the public eye and there's more inclusiveness in general. But as well as can do a podcast, and anyone can do a YouTube, or, you know, as long as you have, but then a lot of, there's so many people, you know, anyone can do it, but there's so many people who say, oh, I could never do it. But I'm like, you know what? Then that means there's more room for those of us who have the nerve to do it, who have the desire to do it.
It also helps with, you know, getting some diversity in there as well as geography. Because now it isn't like you have to be in L.A. or you have to be in New York. You can be anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world. That was something that actually hurt a lot of D.C.-based talent, is not being in the location where principal roles were being casted. But, you know, now that we can make our own content, that opens up a lot of possibilities for people who are in towns that ordinarily would be looked over.
No kidding. You said it. You said it perfectly. And, you know, I was just, while you were saying that, I got up and got a book off the shelf because you reminded me of this book. It's called Breakfast with Sharks, A Screenwriter's Guide to getting the meeting, making the pitch, signing the deal, and navigating the murky waters of Hollywood. And I remember when I got this book several years ago, one of the first things the guy says in here is, if you want to be a screenwriter, you know, if you want to get work in Hollywood and be a screenwriter, you need, really, two of the things that you need are, you've got to be in L.A., and you've got to be young. And if you're not young, you better look young.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, this seems to come either equal to or greater than having talent. And yeah. And
oh, yeah.
So, and thank goodness, you know, this has broken down the barriers. And too, like Marilyn, you have your own business. You're a makeup artist, stylist. Your cosmetics, you have a cosmetics business, and you're also a social media influencer with your videos on, your how-to videos on Instagram,
yeah,
Facebook, and such. And, you know, I just think that's amazing. I think that's fabulous, you know, because you've got the gift, you've got the talent.
And I'm
you know,
50.
You.
I'm short.
Really?
I'm plus size. I'm over 50. I'm awkward. I'm goofy. I'm everything that people would have said, you don't belong in front of the camera. But I'm like, screw it. I'm doing it anyway.
And see, that's what I think is great. And because, like, you, I remember once when you were on the show, you said that sometimes once when you were sick for a while, you weren't putting out videos, and people were asking you, are you okay? Where are you? Where are the videos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And even now, if I miss a day, or people count on it. You know, I've got people now who are watching me who, you know, I know that it lifts them up, and they kind of, like, it kind of is a nice break for them and their, what's going on in their lives. Even if they're not that into makeup, they just as well as old friends who I was, you know, might not see that often, or people live in different areas of the world and country, and they're like, mm-hmm, oh, I just love this way. It's sort of like I can see you when I, you know, see you when I want to see you, and I that, you know, you're doing okay and things are good, and, you know, you can still make me laugh even though we're, you know miles away. And and then plus people get a lot of tips. There's, in fact, I love the fact that there are people out there who I know have, I mean, it's helped me to do it. At first it seemed like a very out of the box thing for me, because I was a behind the scenes person. But to know that there are people who are getting better at doing their makeup, and they're getting much more they're gaining confidence and feeling better about themselves and their life, just in general, from what I'm doing, you know, it's incredible, you know, and incredible to feel that, you know. So as I get more confident too, and we've grown together, And so it's much more than the money, you know. It's much more than the makeup techniques. It's bigger than that, you know.
It is.
So it's incredible.
You know what that makes me think of is sometimes when I'm coaching people on writing or promoting their own books and so forth, and when people are on the fence about, I don't know, will anybody like this? I say, well, okay, why don't you think about some of your favorite writers.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the ones you love, you read over and over, you give them as gifts to people. What if that person had thought that and never had their books published? How would you feel about that?
Exactly.
And that's the thing, too. I think that you exhibit that, too, with your followers and fans, because when you think about the people that respond to you, if you had never done that, I mean, think about how these people talk to you. You teach them things. They look for you. They want to know where you are if you don't show up. You know, you realize these people, you know, you're in their, you're on their electronic devices, which means you're in their lives and their homes, their hearts.
We can be on TV now with YouTube being on TV or Facebook Live. They can watch it from their TV. So that also adds a new layer, which I've had some people say, oh, I'm closer to you. Like, you're like one of my best friends. And I was sometimes it's kind of shocking because I'm like, well, I don't know you from all the wall. But at the same time, it's like, well, it's like they feel that, and I acknowledge it because sometimes that's how I feel about watching certain people, certain celebrities, you know, like a friend in your head kind of thing. And sometimes people feel that closeness that I'm talking just to, you know. And, but that was actually how I got over my fear. I just thought, well, I have this friend of mine who lives far away, and I thought, okay, if I was just talking to her, how,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, you know, it just not like things you would just tell, you know, exclusively to your best friend, but I would say, okay, I imagine her on the other side of the camera, and so then that put me at ease, and I just started having fun, and I have fun together. And then, you know, so then it kind of grew from there, and that helped me get over it, you know, being nervous and awkward. You know, I'm so awkward, but I'm a lot less nervous. But I think the awkwardness just makes it fun. If I drop something, I said, well, let's make a drinking game. Every time I drop something on the floor, take a shot, you know. But it'll be 10 in the morning. It's so early, but... just making fun of my clumsiness or, you know...
I think you need improv. I really do.
Huh?
Because I think you're ready for improv. Because if you do something like drop a brush and say, okay, let's make a drinking game out of it, I think you're ready for improv. What do you think, Patrick?
Yeah.
I think she's ready. I think you're definitely ready to be on the improv stage for that. Because you think you think quick. You know, you're talking to people and you're thinking quick because they're with you. And, and, you know, sometimes there are people, and there's another thing I didn't mean to bring. I'm not plugging the New York Times, but I do get the weekend edition. And I know today there was an article about loneliness.
Yes.
And lonely because even though we've got so many people out, you know, people work so hard and then they go home and a lot of people going through depression and different things or have different have pulls on their time or obligations. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we used to talk about watching TV shows and those were our TV friends. Or I've heard people talk about, oh, yeah, my friends watching their TV friends or whatever, you know, with this special TV show that they like, you know. But this way you do get to know. And also people, they can comment to you and you can respond.
Oh,
and that's even cooler. Exactly. And that's what takes the layer of separation.
Yes, it truly is social media because it gives you that just the opportunity to express yourself if you're posting or you're posting videos, but you're also interacting. And that's actually something that I learned that before I would just follow Instagram and be like, oh, that picture's nice, and you just click that you like it or, oh, that's nice. Yeah. But then really where people can comment and you can comment and, you know, you actually can – you can find kindred spirits. Now, of course, we see the flip side where all these people are arguing and people are like, oh, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore because all the people are doing is arguing. But to me, the pluses outweigh the minuses so much more. And find a way to, I tell everyone, find the groups of interest you love, find kindred spirits, and you can really make it be your own. And then you can just make it wonderful, you know, make it wonderful. If it's not wonderful, make it wonderful.
Yeah, part of that is
like
what people see from a community. You know, here in the D.C. area, a lot of times, you know, people flip on the news, they see a bunch of talking heads. What's this politician or that politician doing? And they think that, you know, D.C. is the place where politicians and bureaucrats. What I would like to see and hope that I can communicate to audiences is that this isn't just a place where politicians get in front of cameras. You know, this is a real city, a real community. You know, it's not about Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump. It's about the guy who's putting mambo sauce on his burger down in Anacostia. It's about the woman who's in Gallery Place serving Starbucks. This is a real community, and I would like, you know, I'd like people to understand. To understand that and see that, you know, if I can get that across to people, humanize the community a little bit, I think that that's a worthy goal. And also in the D.C. area, our film community is pretty small. You're meeting people again and again. You work with the same people on project after project. Yeah, they become like your brothers and sisters. So there is a real sense of community there.
I am so glad you brought that up. I really am, because, yeah, you're right. People do think that because of TV, we do tend to think that everybody has got overstyled blonde hair, veneers on their teeth, and they talk about, and everything is all about the politics, about the news talking heads and politics. And you're right, it's not, it's other things, it's other people, like real people and real community. And I'm so glad you brought that up, Patrick. By the way, if anybody else listening now, if you've got something else you want to call and talk about or promote something, the number is 646-716-9922. Right now I'm talking with two of my favorite people, and Marilyn Opitz and Patrick Opitz. And let me just say again, on Black Friday, that is November the 29th at 5 p.m. I guess that's 5 p.m. Eastern. The latest film that Patrick is in is called Pretty Face, and it will debut on YouTube. And I will be sharing this information more and more on my social media up to that date. There's also
thank you so much.
Oh, I'm delighted to. And there's also a couple of web series that Patrick's been in that have been on there. And one is called Dirt Old Superstition. And the other one, tell me again.
Was Columbia Heights.
Columbia Heights,
Columbia
okay.
Heights, that was the one that was a preview was on. Was there a couple episodes on Amazon Prime?
There was about one or two episodes, and then our producer unfortunately passed away. And that caused a problem as far as getting more episodes out.
Well, okay, so we'll put that
for people who don't know.
Say what, dear?
For people who don't know, Columbia Heights is a neighborhood in
D.C.,
and it was about things that were going on within the community there. So kind of think The Wire, only set in D.C. instead of Baltimore.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Actors. All right. That's fantastic. So, again, I am just impressed by how so many people. There was also a TV show on YouTube called Transplanting. It started a couple of years ago. Two women in Asheville
called
put
what?
It together. Called Transplant.
What?
Transplanting.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Because people transplant to Asheville, and that's when I was living there.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So it was all about the whole Asheville thing, you know, the hippie, the yoga, granola.
Yes.
What? And it's a great show, and it went on, and it's got some awards, too. And it's just, there's just so, you hate to think talented people could not get their work out because they didn't have, you know, $1 million or didn't sleep with the right people.
Right, right.
Or were in the right town.
So, all right. Well, what is next for you?
They could have been living in the wrong town, but sleeping with the wrong people, and
exactly sleeping with the wrong people. you never get anywhere sleeping with the wrong people. Okay. Nobody does, you know. But you got to be in the right town sleeping. Yeah. How it used to be, but not anymore. Now you can just take it in.
And not only that, with me too, it's like people are saying enough as well, you know, about that, you know. So, you know, that's.
I don't have to. I'll do
that. Let's hope that is an outmoded way of networking, you know.
You'll never do lunch in this town again. You'll never. What was the woman? The
never eat lunch in this. I actually have that book. Yeah.
Yes, I read that, and then there was who was it? Was it the Heidi Fleiss thing? The woman wrote a book called about the Heidi Fleiss story too. That was called "You'll Never Make Love in This Town Again." Anyway. Okay, I got a little static on your end, so I can't really hear. So what I'm going to do is, I've got a spot to play.
Okay.
55 seconds. Are you on a cell phone or a landline? Okay. Let me play this. I'm going to mute your microphone and play this, and then come back. And anybody else that wants to join in, believe me, Marilyn and Patrick Opitz are two of the most fun people I know. So if you've got something to say, give us a call. Call in now, 646-716-9922. But right now, I've got a message from a friend of mine. I think you know him, too.
So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who's going to coach this team. They don't got no talent on it. And I don't really feel like talking.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't feel like talking about the Knicks right
now.
You want
to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry Salon. And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostar, all the comedians.
What about people that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny, But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
That was sweet, Charles. Thank you so much. So this is Madam Perry, your host, your groove mistress, your podcaster, and I'm live tonight. This is November the 10th, 2019. It's 8:29 p.m. Eastern Time, and tell me what's on your mind. If you got something to plug, call me and plug. Just 646-716-9922. I have two of my favorite people in here already talking with us, and you can join us too, Marilyn and Patrick Opitz. They are actors, influencers, business owners, makeup, Marilyn is a fabulous makeup artist too, and I'm determined. I don't know, maybe I'm going to have to get both of them together, Marilyn and Patrick, to go into improv. Guys, do you have any improv clubs where you are? Or comedy? I know you got comedy clubs.
We have them. We have an improv comedy club, but you have to be an established comedian to be there. But there is a troupe that in a little north of here in Frederick, and I actually at one point thought about doing it together, but I can't remember, the timing wasn't right for us to do it. I would tell you, I've always some improv I was doing, taking theater class, you know, I guess like in high school or something, and I guess my confidence wasn't right at the time, and I just, anytime I was messing up, I just would beat myself up and be like, oh no, I screwed up, you know, and not good at letting it just roll off of me like I do now. You know, it's weird. We all have our comfort zones, you know? So the thing about me is I have my comfort zone where I'm able to, you know, kind of see it and say what I need, things kind of do things while I'm doing stuff. You know, I think it would take me working skills and figuring stuff.
Okay, you're kind of cracking. Do you have a landline you can call in on?
I wish I did, but we don't. We only use our cell phone, and my phone is better than his even. So,
okay.
I'm not sure, but anyway. So the timing wasn't right when we did it before, when I've done it before, when we thought of doing it. But it would definitely be a fun thing for us to do. But even our day to day life is funny. Before we came on, there's just funny things that happened that I'm gonna start. I think I'm going to start filming some of these little funny little things that happen to us and just so people can see her.
I think you should. Hey, and you know my friend Brandy Stillwell, she was on here, I think, earlier this year. She's a writer at DC Comics and Warner Brothers, and she had her first comic book come out this year. It's called Sasquatch Detective, and I'll put the picture up again. But that came, she was doing improv, and she created this character of a detective who was female Sasquatch, and people started liking that character over and over, and that's how she came up with the character Sasquatch Detective. And now she has a comic book about it, and there's a little talk it could be a cartoon. So, but by the way, we've got somebody else joining us here, so let's welcome Perry Salon.
Hi, it's Andrea. How are you guys doing?
Oh, wonderful. This is Andrea Walker. She's an author. This woman knows all about birds and a ballet teacher. And Andrea was a graduate of my first group of mastermind DIY book promoters. And I am extremely proud. And I'm going to go ahead and say, Andrea, but I'm going to let you do it too. First of all, her book is called What Happened in the Cove. It's the first book of the Kittry series. It's got some fantasy, some mystery to it. Magnificent characters. And it's also got, I think somebody's copycatting you too, Andrea, on a Broadway show that's coming up, but I'll tell you about that later. But Marilyn and Patrick Opitz are here. Andrea, you got to meet them. They're also some of my favorite people.
All right. Good to meet everybody.
So say hello to Andrea.
Hello.
Okay, so we've been talking about Patrick's newest film is going to be showing. It's going to debut on YouTube that he's acting. It's called Pretty Face.
Pretty Face.
November 29th, 9 p.m. He's in a lot of other work he's done. I'll be sharing on social media. And Andrea, you have been going to a lot of festival type events and some unconventional places to promote your book, What Happened in the Cove. Tell us about some of the places you've been.
Well, my favorite so far has been the bird store. So that was a really great event. It was just a local bird store, very small. And I just walked in. Just, she knows me because I buy a lot of bird food there. And I just asked her outright, you know, can I do a book signing in your store? And she's like, absolutely. So we set up a little table and surrounded by birds. I brought my birds with me so people could meet them. And it was a really successful event. So.
All right.
What a great idea.
Yeah, Jennifer definitely gave me part of that idea because she had gone with another writer to unconventional places like salons and things and bars. And I was just like, hey, I could do stuff like that. That sounds like a lot of fun. So, and a lot of local businesses, they, you know, they love doing stuff like that.
You know, fun thing here is that, and I'm going to go ahead and plug me too, because this is a show where everybody can plug everything they do. I have a small book. It's called Sell Your Books Today. It's a small book because I want you to read it real fast and not give up on it. But it's all about how you can be your own publicist if you're an author. And one of the things I mentioned too in that and with my group is that you don't have to go to a bookstore. And I said, in fact, one client I had a few years ago, Sherry Meeks with her book Finding Tambry, you know, because we got last minute. It was too close to Thanksgiving and Christmas to be starting with a new client and promoting a brand new book that was already published. But, hey, I liked the woman, and I felt good about her. And I said, okay, but we're going to have to work hard. We called it the Unconventional Finding Tambry Tour, and she was in wine bars and coffee shops and art gallery and just anywhere I could get somebody to let her in, you know, and it was great. Jazz clubs. And so I mentioned that some people kind of act like, oh, I don't know. But Andrea here, when she was in my group, I told her that, and she went, okay. And she, Andrea, feel to me, you know, and you went in there. But you also have, not only do you know the people, but you also have kind of a bird connection in your story. So would you tell everyone what Happened in the Cove is about?
Well, basically, it's about a human girl that meets up with an alien boy who is basically kind of an evolved parrot. So what parrots might have been if they were more like humans. And it's part romance. It's also part science fiction with the alien. It's part urban fantasy because it all takes place in a very poor side of town in an abandoned amusement park.
Well, coming soon to the CW.
Seriously.
That would be a great, series. I would definitely watch it. But, you know, I love the CW has a lot of those types of plot lines and from YA novels and
you know, that would be a great series. Marilyn, you're a damn genius. Andrea, we got to get your book over to the CW to people doing shows with that, because you know a lot of them work in Atlanta and film in Atlanta. That would give me some work. So.
That'd be awesome. I wouldn't fail.
Seriously,
cool. And I think not enough people have acknowledged like how birds can move. Like they can be romantic, and they can also be mysterious, and they can also be dark and show emotions. And that's really cool. That's very cool.
Well, thank you. And yes, my birds show lots of different emotions. They're adorable.
You've got
several birds.
Andrea's got some baby birds now, and she's been keeping them on. She's been doing little short videos on Facebook and Twitter, I think, and Instagram, where she shows their little evolution from the little naked babies to getting a little bit of fluff on them. And I know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also on YouTube, yeah. It's all under Alder A. L. Walker, so I'm pretty easy to find.
So that's, I think that's, so Marilyn, see, now here we go again. We were talking earlier about the power and the value and the wonderful things about social media and so forth is that people can connect quicker to get their own work shared. And so Marilyn has got a brilliant idea, Andrea. And if I know anything about you, Andrea Walker, I know that you'll do what you say you're going to do.
Oh, yeah. I try to be consistent. Nothing else.
Always, always. And, you know, if I say, if we talk about, you know, putting your books and we're doing something, you're like, okay, you'll do it. You'll do it, and you'll make it happen. And that's why. So, yeah, so I'm going to put some I need to be putting some pictures up on Facebook right now. So tell us about more about some of the what you've got, where you've been, because your sister is a pretty well-known person, and so you've been savvy enough to tag along with her or to partner with her in her events to where you can sell your stuff. So talk about that and some of the cool things while I find these pictures to put up on Facebook of everybody's work.
Oh, yeah. My sister does a lot of different cosplays. She's most known for her Harlequin, which is, she calls herself Harleysin. She also really easy to find on social media. And, yeah, she goes to all different kinds of events. She does photo shoots and volunteer events. She does Comic-Con, just a little of everything. And I've tagged along probably on at least one of each of those. I went to a couple of photo shoots. That's also up on my YouTube. You can see I did some amateur photography while I was there. Why not? So, but it's a great chance to give out my bookmarks to everybody, too.
That's great.
Yeah, I like that part, too, about take a bookmark, take something everywhere you go. And you, too, Patrick, I'm sure you've got some postcard size. Well, postcards, duh. Where you put,
that's a good idea. We actually don't. We need to get some. That would be good postcard headshots. And,
oh, yeah.
Something like
that. Yeah, they're really important.
Bookmarks,
I know
that's great.
Yeah. At each of the events I've gone to that are like book festivals or what, or just like the family markets and stuff, I've always gotten at least one or two sales after the show because somebody took that bookmark home and ordered it. So, definitely.
Wow.
And I was networking
that
this weekend.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, and I talked to some vendors. A lot of the vendors at the events I've been at are the same way. They're like, well, I didn't really sell much today, but I gave out a whole bunch of brochures. It works. It does work. So,
because they're your ambassadors, really.
Mm-hmm. And you never know where they're going to leave them, and who knows who all is going to end up touching that one thing. So,
people will use them. I have a book and I'm just kind of, they're actually from independent authors, that I got at a book show. So that's,
we have a great book festival.
Yeah. Living here in Maryland is Gaithersburg. They have a great, a huge book festival, and it's tents and authors and all different types.
I'm going to a couple of actual festivals, but I also found that, like, the craft fairs and the art fair, I actually make decorated point shoes and some other stuff like that and bring it with me. It gets me into any of the art festivals. So, and I'll just like, oh, can I do my book too? And they're like, sure, go ahead. It's just another product on the shelf, but that way I get it out there in weird ways.
Exactly. People are going to take it, and you never know. Now, there was recently, well, you know, I work a lot at some of the court shows, too. I mean, I work a lot on TV shows that I can't tell you what they are right now. But sometimes I was working one day on divorce court with Judge Lynn Toler. Have you ever heard of that show? Well,
yes, definitely.
It's and I met when we were having lunch, I met this woman there, and she handed me, we were talking about stuff, just making chatter, and I mentioned something about, well, I've got a podcast on. And then she said, oh, really? I told her what I do, and she said, well, here. She pulled out a bookmark, and she said, I'm an author, and she gave me her bookmark, and I said, well, great. Well, we should talk, or you should be on my podcast. And she said, well, I'm going to be at Dragon Con soon. Why don't you come and interview me there? Oh, now, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
But as you know, some of you know, I had a family emergency then, so I couldn't do that. But we met up again at the same show 2 weeks ago, and we're going to definitely be doing it. But it's like, but I've got her card. I've got her card with me, and I told her, I've got your card on my desk. I have forgotten. I really have not forgotten you because I've kept your card. I was going to call you. I'm glad I saw you. And then I gave her one of my pens that says Madame Perry Salon, which, by the way, do you guys have a pen, a Madame Perry Salon pen?
I don't think so.
No,
Andrew,
I don't.
Well, I think I should get one in the mail to you. I can't say it'll change your life, but
Well, you can write some good ideas with it.
But
yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm part of the deal, okay? Like I'm
like I
was there somehow. So Andrea, so when you were talking about your sister Harley Sin, so you went to you went to the cons and things like that where she does she's a very popular cosplayer. She's been on magazine covers and stuff. And you're helping her. You're not just
right.
Riding your coattails. You're helping her. You're working, but at the same time, it's a great place for. I mean, there's people, thousands of people coming through those things that can get your work. And by the way, people, Andrea and Marilyn and Patrick, if you put together some kind of a postcard or bookmark or something that's got pictures of things that you've done and maybe list of things that you're on or whatever, and I'll help you with the design of it, give them to me because I will send them out to people. Anytime people win prizes that I send out or I just send things out to people,
okay.
I put the marks in there. Joe Spraga, Becky Kyle, Julie Campbell, they send me their bookmarks and I put them in whatever. And sometimes I'll have things where I say I feel like giving stuff away because people send me books to read, but then, if I've read them, why not share them with somebody else? So if somebody's been a guest on my show and sent me T-shirts or CDs or books, then I want to share it to listeners that want something free. You don't have to do anything. You just get something free, and I'll stick them in there when I do that. So
do
it.
That's great. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Anything you do, Andrea, your if anybody still mails bills the old-fashioned way, stick them in there. Just anywhere. leave them at the bookstore.
Absolutely.
Just promote yourself like crazy. Because you're listening that haven't called in, because a lot of people said that they were interested in this show and wanting to share. If you haven't called in, if you haven't shared, but you're thinking about this or you want to, get my books today, and I'll be leading another class like the one that Andrea was in very soon. And hopefully I'll be able to get an endorsement from Andrea Walker on my stuff. And thank you. So I am so proud of you. So how hard you're working, and Marilyn and Patrick as actors, as Andrea, fantastic makeup artist. You've made me not be afraid of false eyelashes again. And back around 1998 to about 2005, I worked as a professional impersonator for a couple of agencies in town, and I did Marilyn and. And when I did that, I used to say, now I do believe, I always felt like Marilyn was murdered, but now I'm thinking that's a lot of upkeep, the false eyelashes and stuff. Maybe she just said, never mind. I don't really.
Tired.
But that's a lot.
Yeah. But also doing the roots, and blonde roots and everything.
What now?
Keeping up with the bleach blonde roots and everything. False eyelashes, bleach blonde roots, the whole bit.
Her hairdresser used to fly in once every 2 weeks from somewhere to do her roots. Yeah. Back then, my hair was still natural color, which is red, so I had wigs. But, okay, I'll tell you a funny story about that. Lots of times when you're doing that kind of work, you see the same people that are hired as impersonators at different events.
Uh-huh.
And one event, it was at the fabulous Fox Theater in Atlanta, and it was something for the Phoenix Awards, a media event, and they had a bunch of us out there. They had, like, you know, me as Marilyn. They always had Scarlett and Rhett from Gone with the Wind, and they had,
right.
Diana, woman there that did Diana Ross. They had an Oprah Winfrey. They had a whole bunch of the guys, just Jack Nicholson. And the thing he used to say to me, he goes, I said, you know, it takes me an hour and a half to turn into Marilyn Monroe. He said, yeah, well, that's lucky. I wake up like this. I got no choice. You know, but he did. It look just... But anyway,
yeah.
So to one of the student reps that was already there, and they said something. I gave him a card. He had a business card from my band. It had my picture. They said, that's you? I said, yeah, that's me. My hair is long and curly, and it's red. And they go, oh, my. So you wear a wig here? And I said, yes, I do. She goes, oh, my God. I had no idea. She goes, is that your real behind, or do you have a fake one, too? No, honey, that's... that's
oh,
what I...
Lord.
That's not fake.
Well, you know, not everybody is blessed, you know. Oh, that's so funny. Because I know some people who would say, oh, I have to buy hip pads to dress like Marilyn Monroe, you know. And some people either got it or they don't, but the, they would have to buy it.
Like everything else.
That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, this has been, I hope this has been fun for you, because it's definitely been fun for me. And I just want to thank you all so much. Marilyn Opitz, Patrick Opitz, Andrea Walker. Get her book, What Happened in the Cove. I've just put a picture of it on Facebook, and I'll be sharing it on social media. Also, Patrick's got films and TV shows coming out. Pretty Face, Dirty Old Suspicions. Marilyn's a YouTube, no, she's a YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram influencer. With her fabulous makeup videos, and she can not only show you what to do, but she can sell everything to you and give you and get you a good deal.
Yeah,
always have.
That's right.
Okay, so thank each and every one of you and anyone
thank
else.
You.
Please,
thank you always.
Thank you.
I can post some links on your. We can post links on your page for this, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, great. We'll do that.
There, how will I have them to keep sharing? So definitely post
awesome.
On there too. Anytime you're anywhere, let me know,
yeah.
Patrick. Mary, I love you all.
Yes.
And have, if you want, don't feel excited. But I'm about to put you...
Goodbye, Luda. Dream Billy up, though.